Todd Jones Jr., the freshman from New Orleans. He was a problem solver out there for guys tonight. We'll slide that mic right down there for you. Congratulations. Just how did it feel? You've been waiting for this night. You guys have been going at each other for seemingly 5 months. You had a couple of scrimmages, but was this the experience? Did it feel like you wanted it to feel, your first college game?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I mean, we've been out here since June working, getting at it, playing against each other. It feels great to see another opponent, man, and just go after and compete against someone else with my team, you know.
Well, you got going early. You got that dunk early. You got a block shot early. How important was that just to get some confidence going and just get into the flow of a game?
Really important, man. First game, you know, freshman year, first game, first college game ever. So it's really important for me to get a lot of energy and get a feel for the game going early on. So that really gets me going, like blocks, dunks, all of that. All those plays kind of get me going. Like, energy plays get me going. So, like, that's my type of thing. So, when that happens, you know, I'm amped up now. So, like, now I'm ready to play, and now it's going to be a long day for the opponent.
Yeah. I thought, Todd, your energy, and it's been the same way in practice, just off the charts, but it looked like after about 2 minutes in, you were running and playing so hard, and I think the adrenaline of being your first game, did it sort of hit you? Like, whoa, like, I'm feeling this a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. No, I think it was kind of backwards a little bit for the first game, you know. Like, usually adrenaline would keep you playing. But, like, for me, it was like adrenaline kind of hit me. And I was like, oh, man, I'm kind of tired right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, but I got to push through. So, and the media timeouts really helped me. So,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like next game I won't be as tired because I already got one in my book. So, I mean, it's going to be a great year.
Well, you look at your line, 9 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 block shots, just 1 turnover. So energy at both ends of the floor. You guys kind of – turnovers were an issue there in the first half. What did you guys do at halftime? And with so many new players, so many young guys coming together, what did you guys figure out there at halftime that allowed you to come out and make that big run in the second half?
You know, like with a young team, I mean, we were kind of like antsy beginning of game. You know, we're a whole new team, so we were all antsy. Like, some of us were just trying to get ours, you know. So when we went to halftime, we just kind of slowed it down. We told everybody, look, just stop, breathe, you know. It's a lot of game left, so we can just take our time, just come down, just calm down, and just go with pace, play at our pace. Don't let them speed us up. And from there, it went on.
Yeah, I thought the offense in the second half was really – you guys used the pass to move the ball, and you played through the post. There was a couple times, I think one possession we had – yourself and Mez both posting at the same time. They had to defend that, and Aussie got a wide open three just because of your strong post up. And how comfortable are you playing inside? I mean, I know you've done that a lot, but you look like you really, really, you know, kind of thrive around the rim there.
For me, I played the five mostly all throughout high school, and I mean, I had a great coach, Randy Livingston. He just taught me run the floor and post hard and just play hard, and everything's gonna come to you. So I kind of stick with that, and he's like a mentor to me, so I love him a lot, and I thank him for all the opportunities that I got. So it's kind of a lot of that.
I told Swag, you have what I call contagious competitiveness, where you're playing so hard that your teammates can only help to get to increase that level, and I think you brought that tonight for a freshman in your first college game. That's really impressive, I got to tell you.
Yeah, definitely. No, I was always taught give it 110%. My dad always preached that to me, so that sticks in my head all the time. Just play hard, you know.
Oh, it's evident out there on the floor. More satisfying, a big block or a big dunk?
A big block, you know. A big dunk does come, but, like, a big block is really, like, that's getting me going for real, for real. Like, that really gets me hyped.
Did you earn your tee or not?
Oh, man, not really, bro. I mean, it was a nasty block with a little stare down, you know. I mean, I'll take the tech.
They look for those in college. They're watching.
Especially
for that.
First game. Yeah. They want to let everybody know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't be doing too many stare downs anymore.
I bet.
Not a lot of those stare downs coming.
Well, hopefully there's a lot more big blocks to come. Todd Jones, our Nike player of the game. Congratulations. Looks like you're already into college. Was that one from tonight, the big scratch there?
Oh, no. I wish it was from tonight, but this was from practice like 2 days ago, thanks to my teammate Preston Lee, you know. It's my boy though, man.
Well, the scout that getting you guys ready, scout team's got to get you guys prepped.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's the thing, man. We all play hard. You scout team, they kill us out in practice sometimes, so you know, hey, It is what it is. Well, yep. Get us ready.
A couple of days to go through the film. Get ready for UC Santa Barbara back here on Saturday. Congratulations on your debut and the victory, and we look forward to more coming soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Todd Jones, Jr.